Sins and sin. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we may no longer serve sin as slaves. Romans 6 verse 6. There is too little emphasis and understanding on the difference between sins and sin. Both are fundamental problems in the life of all believers, but there is a solution to both. It is vital that we come to an understanding of the difference between sins and sin. Sins are individual transgressions carried out against God in thought, word, or deed. Sin, or the sin nature, is an inherited power within that causes us to sin against God. We require forgiveness for our sins. We require deliverance from our sin. But both forgiveness and deliverance are found in the cross of Christ. In 1 Corinthians, we read that Christ died for our sins. He paid the price for our sins. Every transgression in action or attitude are sins for which Christ died on the cross. Every sin we ever commit falls into this category of sins. Sins that we have committed. Transgression in thought, word, or deed are sins against God and need forgiveness. Sins are wrong actions we carry out. Sins are ungodly attitudes that mar our witness. When believers sin, we should immediately confess that particular sin to the Father. And God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. In 1 John 7, we read that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Every sin we carry out is a violation against God. It needs to be confessed. If we confess the wrong things we have done to God, he promises to forgive us. But God, in his love and justice, has provided a solution for the sins we commit. The remedy God has provided for the sins we commit is forgiveness of sins. But they can only be forgiven when an innocent sacrifice dies in our stead. Christ's innocent blood was God's required purchase price for forgiveness of sins. And the only way to access God's forgiveness of sins is to believe on Christ. For there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Then there's the issue of sin, the problem of sin, the principle of sin, the power of sin. Sin in the singular has to do with the controlling power that sin has over our lives. Sin in the singular relates to the sin nature that was passed to all men via Adam. An inherited sin nature is imputed sin, the old man, which is passed to all humanity. But God in his love and grace has provided a solution for the old sin nature in Adam. And the solution is to be taken out of Adam and placed into Christ by faith. For as by one man's disobedience, Adam, the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, Christ, the many will be made righteous. The remedy that God has provided for sin is deliverance through crucifixion. The old sin nature is cut off at the place of death as we remain in Christ. The problem, principle, and power of sin is also dealt with at the cross. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with Christ, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we may no longer serve sin as slaves. When we were born again, we were placed in Christ, baptized into his body. When we were born again, we were moved from being in Adam to being in Christ. When we were in Adam, we were imputed with Adam's old sin nature. But when we were reborn into Christ, we were imputed with his righteousness. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace. When Christ died on the cross, we were in him, and our old self was also crucified. Our sinful self was crucified with Christ, so sin lost its controlling power in our lives. Christ gained power over sin and death in our lives when he died and rose again. Because we are new creatures in Christ, we are no longer in slavery to sin. The problem, principle, and power of sin in our lives was dealt with at the cross. Because we were crucified with Christ, we are set free from sin's vice-like power. Oh, we require forgiveness for our sins, and it is paid in full. We require deliverance from our sin, and it is paid in full. Both forgiveness and deliverance is found in the cross of Christ. It is by grace that we have received forgiveness of our sins. It is by grace that we have been delivered from the power of sin. Remember, there are two fundamental sin problems, but both are dealt with at the cross of Christ. It is by grace through faith in Christ that we appropriate forgiveness of sins. It is by grace through faith in Christ that we appropriate deliverance from sin.